This is episode 1723. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I honor you for being right where you are as you get ready to give yourself a little more peace, energy, and clarity. In today's episode, we are at the very tail end of our series we've been exploring this week on friendship. And throughout this series, you have been gaining insight and skills and meditation techniques to give you clarity and confidence and energy as you cultivate friendships and maintain those friendships in your life. You've discovered some wisdom from different people throughout the ages who have written about friendship. Well, in today's episode, I want to share with you some insight from a little modern day perspective on what it's like to make friends today, because we do live in a time that is unlike any other time where people are transient. And although we might feel like we're connected socially, a lot of the connection is not a deep inner connection with someone. It's more of a superficial connection. And so throughout this series, I have encouraged you to honor the best part of who you are, your talents, your passions, and to seek out new friendships based on interests you already have and talents and passions that you already possess. That way you're not having to change yourself to make friends. There are people out there who are just like you, and also people who may have different passions and interests from you. And as they say, sometimes opposites attract. But if you have similar values, that is where you are able to cultivate what C.S. Lewis said a few episodes back, friendships of the great. So I came across a website called scienceofpeople.com. And this is an article by them called How to Make Friends. And in this article, they talk about how to build connections. And what I especially liked about the approach in this article is they recommend searching for a friend the same way you would search for a soulmate. They say, we search for soulmates, why not best friends? How can you find the right kinds of friends? And how can you build solid friendships with those people? So the science of making friends as an adult involves a few prompts. Consider what kind of person you would love hanging out with and what made a childhood friendship so special. And then think about what kind of person fits well with your personality, so you don't have to change yourself. And then what activities would you love to have a partner for? And when you ask yourself these questions, go about finding those people. They talk about step two as being flirting. They say this is the most important step for making adult friendships, flirting. Adults make two mistakes that get them all mucked up when it comes to making friends. They go too fast. Just like in a romantic relationship, if you go too fast in a friendship, you might end up being friends with the wrong kind of person. And they never ask. This is just like having a crush on someone, but never asking them out. Many adults think or hope someone might be a good friend, but never pursue it because they are afraid of rejection. So go out there and have fun and flirt with those people you want to make friends with. Flirting is how you test the waters, and as they say, how you get to know someone to see if there's chemistry and how you stave off rejection. And then woo the person. That's step number three. Just as you would woo a romantic partner by looking your best, being your best, coming up with fun things to do, woo your potential new best friend. Invite them out to dinner. Invite them to try a dance class with you or go to a movie with you. Invite them to go walking with you or to work out with you. And then step four is dating. This is the serious part, they say. You have someone you like and slowly you have been courting them. You've been doing a few things together here and there, and you have what you can describe as a bestie feeling when you're around them. So now what do you do? You want to know if you're good for each other. How do you do this? Well, you can start by noticing if they are genuinely happy for you when something good happens to you. And are they with you when you are in pain? Do they save space for you when you're in pain? And could you be locked in an elevator with this person? These are some questions they recommend you ask. And do you truly want the best for them, even if it isn't convenient for you? What you want to avoid is the toxic relationships that can happen romantically or with friends. And this can turn a friend into a frenemy. So you want to make sure that they don't get jealous or judgy and that they're not a controlling type of person. And then the step five they offer is to love. Congratulations, you have made a true friend. And of course, this is a friendship that you'll want to maintain because you've worked so hard to cultivate it. So as you maintain it, enjoy yourself, love your friend, and enjoy your friendship together. I think you are ready to meditate. So go ahead now and settle yourself down and quiet your mind and calm your body. Notice your breath begin to calm itself. I'll guide you through a few of the techniques we've explored through this week's series that you can take into your meditation today. Know that, as always, the full guided meditations are on the Sip and Om meditation app, and there you can find a library of over 1,700 guided meditations where you can meditate for up to half an hour every single day. The meditations are organized into themes, just as they are here on the podcast. You also receive a few additional tools, such as a journal with a daily reflection question that you can download and keep, and a slowdown guide with the different meditation techniques at your fingertips. You can keep this guide with you throughout the day when you're feeling stressed to remind you of what you can do to manage stress triggers. You can try this app for 2 weeks, free access to the full app. Again, it's the Sip and Om meditation app. Now, as you settle yourself down, begin to notice your breath as you inhale and exhale through your nose. And as you inhale, hong. And as you exhale, sa. This is the ancient Hong Sa breathing technique, instantly calming your mind and body. Hong Sa is the ancient Sanskrit word for I am thee, I am thine. You are connected to the best part of who you are. Inhale, Hong. And exhale, Sa. Do this technique anytime your mind wanders to help refocus your stillness. Mentally repeat, I come from love. I come from love. You come from a place of love. Connect with others from this place of love. You may hold your hands in the mudra for this week, or you intertwine your fingers together in your lap or at your navel, and then stretch your two index fingers upward, touching each other. Cross your left thumb over your right thumb. This is the Vajra mudra for clarity. Continue inhaling Hong, exhaling Sa as you sink into stillness. You are so worth slowing down for.